Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
Tom Erickson, I'm the CEO of Acquia. So my job is basically to make sure the company is funded and that we have some strategy and vision.
Now, I know that Acquia has been going through quite a bit of growth over the last couple of years. So, you know, first of all, how would you even describe Acquia and all that it does? What are the divisions, or how do you sort of make sense in your own head what the different departments are and revenue streams and everything else? Like, how do you explain that to people?
Sure. Well, if we take it from a product perspective, we have four products. They include the Acquia Network, which is a web services capability for people who want to be able to learn about Drupal, get Drupal support, or have tools available to them to be more effective with Drupal. So that's the Acquia Network that's offered as a product and a subscription for folks. We also provide different types of cloud capabilities for people to be able to scale Drupal very effectively and keep it running so that they're successful with Drupal. And we have a product called Drupal Gardens, which is also based on the cloud, whereas the other products are platform as a service, in other words, enabling developers or other folks to be very effective. Drupal Gardens is software as a service, and it's designed for site builders to make it easy for them to assemble sites.
I see. And so how does your staff sort of break up to like the different people that are doing different things? I heard you guys are going to be up around 100 people, if not now, soon. How does those sort of divisions break up for what people are doing?
Sure. Well, we break it out into different groups, roughly five different groups. So sales and marketing, that's about 25 people, so about one-fourth of the company. Engineering, who are building these products I mentioned earlier, that's about between 30 and 35 people, so roughly a third of the company. Support, those are the people who do a help desk and what we call our client advisors. That's about 15 people, so 15% of the company. Professional services, that's a smaller team. They provide, we have a few products we do as services, like validation of architectures that our partners do. It's about 10 people, and the rest of us are overhead like me.
Okay. What does Acquia not do? If you were to define Acquia by things that you're sort of like saying, we are not doing that, like what are the fields that Acquia is not getting into?
Sure. The biggest area we don't get involved in is design and build of websites. So we try to complement the majority of the Drupal community in what they do. So if you're doing design and build services, we also don't have a plan to build out a lot of distributions. We want other companies in the marketplace to be able to build those distributions. We built one, Drupal Commons, for a specific need, also to learn how it was done. So we have a good idea of how you build distributions. And we can then work with other organizations, like, for example, we're working with Phase 2 right now around their many distributions, from Open Public to Open Atrium and et cetera. We also do not generally do specialist services. We work with a lot of partners in the market around things like SEO or migration, areas like that.
And so I imagine a lot of times when people are just adopting Drupal, the big challenge for them is migrating their current site into Drupal. So talk a bit about whether or not you have internal resources for doing that, whether it's up to the team that, you know, that has the website, or if you are bringing in people like Mosh and Curve and to be able to actually get people onto the Drupal platform.
So let me start by saying our first goal is for Drupal to have a win. And we really want Drupal to be a platform that is very widely used. In some cases, that means we simply can do a referral, like to Curve, and we've done a lot of work with referring people to Curve. In other cases, there's demand, as in the case there has been with Red Hat, for example, for Acquia to be a company that they say, we just want one throat to choke, and we'll look at you, and then we will bring a Curve or someone else in as a subcontractor to Acquia. in that case. So we'll work in both ways, but in that case, we do a lot of work with Curve. We do a lot of work with Four Kitchens. We do, you know, for around scalability, a lot of work at Tag One and these kinds of organizations.
When you look at scaling out a company like Acquia and going through the growth that you've gone through the last couple of years, what were some of the challenges that you've had to overcome in order to, you know, making sure that you were able to have the right revenue streams and everything else to keep everybody getting paid and everything else? Just talk about that process of just growing your company to the size you are now.
Sure. Well, we're fortunate, as I'm finding many of the Drupal companies here at DrupalCon, in that the market's been very strong. So the challenges you often have in terms of trying to be in a market that's robust has not been one for us or for many of the companies I've been talking to. So our challenge tends to be the same as others, which is finding people. So that's our number one challenge. It continues to be. Our number two challenge is actually awareness of Drupal, making sure that people that we're speaking to are actually aware of how good Drupal is, how powerful it is, and how widely it's used.
I see. And so what are some of the biggest misconceptions that people may have about Acquia?
Well, that we're evil. That's probably the first thing. We're not in this business to try and take away business from other folks that have been in Drupal for a long time. We do have products that are competitive with other folks in the market. There's no question about that. It's difficult to not have some overlap. And as Drupal continues to grow, there will be more overlap between the community, and everyone needs to know that. But I think the first thing, you know, and it's something I learned from being in the enterprise software space, is that to grow something really big and become an important player in the market, you have to have a very strong ecosystem. And growing that ecosystem means learning how to work with people, and this notion of sometimes of co-opetition. Sometimes you're working together, sometimes you're competing, but you can do that effectively. I come from the ERP world, enterprise resource planning. I was in a company that competed strongly with SAP and Oracle, and I learned how they built their ecosystems out. And, you know, it was something interesting in that for every dollar that SAP or Oracle earn, studies show that $10 are being earned by the ecosystem. So in building the Drupal pie bigger, which is what we hope, and everyone can have a bigger piece, an important slice of that pie, I think the biggest misconception is that we're here to take over Drupal or dominate things, and that's far from the truth.
Well, what kind of metrics are you looking at in terms of like measuring Acquia's success? Like what types of stats? And I know Dries had mentioned that he has like 40 different things that he's looking at, but what are some of the ones that you can talk about in terms of like measuring the health of your company or the how well that you're doing in your larger goals as a company?
Sure. Well, some of them, you know, we do some things that are, we try to just grow the Drupal market share. So we have some metrics like how many Drupal downloads there are. We look at things like Gartner quadrants. This is something used in the enterprise world to see where Drupal is positioned in that. And we try to have goals to say, let's position Drupal better in that so that Drupal is perceived better. We do a crawl of the internet on a regular basis, and we try to measure market share of Drupal relative to the other players in the market. We do a lot of measurement of social measures these days, so tweets and blogs, and we use a tool that can measure positive sentiment for Drupal. So that's how we measure the overall part of it. We're trying to grow that, and underneath that, of course, we have classic measurements about our own business, both revenue and the number of customers we have, and then in operating areas, you know, are we sustaining for our cloud services? Are we sustaining the right kinds of uptime? So all in all, there's hundreds of metrics we track, but at a high level, that's what we do.
Are there any of those that you can talk about? Like, this is how well we're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. We have 700 customers today. A year ago, we had 130. We like to talk about that because that's an important number that we care a lot about. We right now are at 99.95% uptime on our managed cloud services, which is no small challenge for anyone who's been developing in the cloud, because that's all Amazon promises. And so we actually just have one slight tick below them. So we know that our technology is very strong, and we're actually at the point of pushing Amazon around what their technology can do. some other things in terms of metrics. I wrote a blog last week about hitting 40,000 sites with Drupal Gardens, and that was an important metric that we track. We have a couple others I can't mention, like how many of those sites are active, how many are paying, and those things. But we know there's a lot of momentum in Drupal, and we think, you know, this is a very exciting time for that business.
And I've heard that someone mentioned the statistic that there was like 76% of all the websites are not on a content management system. So I don't, like, what are sort of your plans of helping lower that number?
It's interesting. I actually wrote a blog on the way here on that particular topic. Part of it is education, you know, about the this particular blog is it's about decreasing costs, increasing productivity at the same time, and innovation. So a lot of it is about trying to help people get educated around just really what the benefits are if they started to take a look at Drupal. We believe that Drupal is the only viable system for enterprise use. At lower ends, you could use WordPress, and it's a very, very good system, or Joomla. But scaling to the kinds of things, the Drupal community has done a phenomenal job with important things like security, robustness, reliability, the APIs that were worked on as a part of Drupal 7, really important. Those are things that enterprise users expect. And Drupal is much more capable than the closed or proprietary alternatives. So by taking total cost of ownership and innovation and using those as themes and helping people in the market understand that, we think we can really grow Drupal adoption.
Right. And just recently you had another round of funding. What can you talk about in terms of like why you needed more funding or what sort of things you have on the horizon with that new influx of cash?
Yeah, it's kind of a classic growth for a startup company. This was our Series C, and a Series C typically is for a company that has found a repeatable business, that people buy the product, like it, and move forward. And Series C is about accelerating sales and marketing, and that's really our growth here. So we've taken our latest round, and we've opened up offices in Europe. And that's important for us. We've started to accelerate the hiring of our sales staff. So we've added just in the last couple of months alone around 7 new sales folks who are out in the market talking about Drupal every day. But that's primarily the focus of that last round.
I guess some of the hesitation with Acquia could be like the future of Acquia in terms of like if you get bought out by a software company or potentially if you go public. So what sort of like is the end game or the exit ramps that you're looking at in terms of like, you know, paying back these investors that have been investing all this money?
Yeah, well, right now we don't talk about that very much internally. We're just trying to build a great company. My experience, and this is I think my 9th or 10th company in my 30 years, is if you just focus on building a great company that's creating value, exits and other things will come. So, you know, if there's just concern about us being sold, that's certainly not anything on our mind. We're not doing this to make money. Dries certainly believes that if he spent the rest of his life and the only thing he did ever was Drupal, he would have a great life. For me, this is the last job I'd like to ever have. I'm a little bit later in my career, so we certainly don't have any plans of taking something and creating and selling it. Going public, of course, is a different matter, and if you get to a certain size, we're just in a session here with the Drupal CXO group and talking about value in public companies, and one of the things that creates increased value in public companies is the transparency. So actually for the Drupal community, you know, public Acquia is a more transparent Acquia in terms of our financials and what we're doing, and that may be more appealing to some parts of it. It certainly is appealing from a market perspective. If you take a look at Red Hat and say, what's the growth of Linux since Red Hat went public? It's much, much bigger than it was before because the confidence in the market around the fact that there's a company who's strong enough to be public has grown the Linux market, you know, multiple fold. So if I had to say there was an orientation we have right now, we'd like to build a company that's solid enough to be a standalone public company.
Cool. And what are some of the big sort of things that you have on the horizon in terms of either announcing this week or that you're going to be working on and are excited about here at Acquia?
Well, we just made, I think, something like 5 announcements in the last week, from today's announcement about Drupal Gardens going into general availability to the Dev Cloud. That's probably our biggest new thing we're very excited about. So we've taken our managed cloud offering, which was an expensive high-end offering, for white glove service, and we've taken that same technology, the same tools that we use, exposed those tools so that developers now have the ability to use the cloud to create a great experience for Drupal, develop multiple sites on the same server, so it's very economical, bring those price points down to as little as $150 a month, including support. So it's not just the hardware, it's support, and of course an optimized stack with pre-configured Varnish and everything that goes with it. So that's probably the biggest new thing that we're excited about. We've also done a reboot on the Acquia network, which is our early and principal product. And we've added some new third-party solutions to that. And one of the really exciting things we'll be discussing at DrupalCon, an API, it's in draft form, for people to be able to add their own products in. And so whether it's a Drupal company or another third party, you'll be able to come in and create something where Acquia Network users can use your product. And using a freemium model, then and say, hey, this is a good way to try it, and if you really like it, upgrade to another version. So we see the potential with Drupal to have similar markets to, say, what the Apple Store, the App Store does for the iPhone, with people being able to add in value to Drupal sites. So I think it's heralding a new opportunity for many companies who want to become more product companies to be able to say, hey, we can work together with Acquia, create some products, and Acquia can use their sales and marketing team and support team to really go to market with that.
How does that work in terms of, like, someone creates an open source distribution? In some ways, the GPL wouldn't prevent you from just taking all the work that they did for the distribution and kind of offering it as a product, I guess. So I guess there's some business issues there, but also the GPL, nothing is stopping you from doing that. So how do you weigh sort of your placement in the community versus what is legal from a code perspective?
Sure. Well, we really try to put the legal things aside and think about our role in the community first. There's no question about that. Dries has never lost sight of the fact that first and foremost in his mind, he's the project lead for Drupal. And he won't let us as Acquia think any other way, that we have to do the right thing by the community. So, it's a great example what we're doing in terms of working with Phase 2. You know, they're the subject matter experts around now Open Atrium as well as Open Publish. We've done a lot of joint marketing with them around Open Publish, and when we put them forward as the subject matter experts, we think, you know, this kind of software publishing model that we talk about, as I mentioned earlier, is really important to the future of Drupal. But the only way it's going to scale is if we allow the subject matter experts to continue to be those folks. Whereas the value we can provide is through what I call our sales, marketing, and support pillars. That's what we've built up. So if we have a core expertise in our company, it's sales, marketing, and support.
Okay. And what are you sort of the most surprised with in your time at working at Acquia?
Most surprised with? I guess I continue to be surprised with how fast Drupal is being adopted. I've been in lots of startups, lots of successful companies, and I have to admit, to be 30 years in my career and being in the best company or best market that I've been in ever, that's probably the most surprising thing to me. You know, a little dirty little secret that not a lot of people know is that Dries and Jay asked me to be the CEO on day one. And I said, oh, it's not so sure about the market and not so sure about the size of the opportunity. And I'm very sure about that now.
So you're seeing a lot of growth, in other words?
I think there's growth. I think there's growth for everybody. I think, you know, we see Drupal being adopted at places like Qualcomm or adopting it company-wide. We see it happening at Johnson & Johnson, who's going to have thousands of sites. We see Turner Broadcasting growing very quickly, you know, with sites at NASCAR and PGA. We see the work that Lullabot's doing at Grammys and Martha Stewart. You name it, the government work, wow. You know, just on any given week, it's phenomenal what you hear about the work that's happening in government, and not just in the United States, you know, what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Asia. I mean, Drupal is just, you know, being recognized for how great of a product has been built by the community, and that is, it's just a wonderful story.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.